Welcome back to today's deep dive. So we are tackling the day six self-audit. And as a psychology professor, I have to set a really firm boundary right up front. You need to be completely brutally honest today.
Right, because nobody else is ever going to see these answers but you. Any hedging or, you know, sugarcoating, it really just sabotages all the hard work you've put in this week.
Exactly. And from a neurological standpoint, why is that so critical?
Well, if you want to rewrite your brain's code, you have to expose the actual bugs in the system first. You know, you can't fix what you refuse to look at.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So let's look at the first question in the audit. It asks you to reflect on what thoughts or regrets kept echoing back from your bedtime question this week. Why are we starting with a tired brain?
Mostly because of the default mode network. When your mind is exhausted or totally unguarded, that network takes over and, well, it reveals your truest cognitive baseline.
Wait, so the exhausted brain is actually the most honest brain?
I mean, basically, yes. It shows you what you actually care about when all your conscious filters, like the ones you use during the day, are just stripped away.
Oh, well, okay. So moving to the second question. We look at a behavioral clash. We ask you to identify the gap between what you claim to value, like your time, and what your nervous system is actually protecting.
Right, because your nervous system doesn't really care about your lofty goals. It mostly cares about immediate comfort or distraction, you know, just saving energy.
So it's protecting you from the discomfort of change, which leads right into question three. We want to know which of the three distill points from this week caused you the most agitation.
And that psychological friction is a cognitive dissonance in action. It is literally a neural roadmap pointing exactly to the habits that you need to rewire.
I love that. The agitation is a feature, not a bug. So for question four, we use an analogy. What specific emotional, whether stress, resentment, boredom, actually hijacks your ability to value your time?
Identifying that trigger is so crucial. If you don't know the emotional weather, you can't really recognize when you need to deploy a new replacement behavior.
Exactly. And that brings us from diagnosis to identity formation with question five. You need to select just one single anchor sentence to carry forward.
Yeah, like a code rewrite, a quote, or a distill point. Something permanent to just, you know, integrate into your self-concept.
Which your brain will probably work on while you sleep.
Yeah.
That's why question six asks if you had any unusual dreams this week.
Right. Sleep is when the brain consolidates learning. So if you're having anomalous dreams, it often means your mind is actively integrating these new rules about how you value time.
That is wild to think about. Your brain is quite literally rewiring itself overnight. So to keep that rewiring going, you have to maintain your daily reps.
Yeah, make sure you review your stack of code rewrites, distill points, and quotes three times today. And definitely do not skip tonight's bedtime question.
Absolutely. Now, tomorrow is going to be a light, easy day. It will be a really smooth ramp into the next law and module.
Which I know everyone is looking forward to after this intense audit.
Definitely. But before you dive into today's work, think about this. Since your brain is a computer that constantly self-programs based on your behavior, what underlying code are you passively writing at this exact second?